a lot of our American soldiers, they're required to wear their combat helmet, a couple pounds there. And then you got your body armor, ceramic plates that try to help prevent rounds from going through. And that adds on several more pounds. Then you add on your ammunition and your weapons, any other gear that they need to be carrying. That's not including any rucksack and all their other supplies. If they're out on a dismounted patrol, you could add on 60 pounds or more easily onto a soldier. And they're carrying this day and night for the most part for days to weeks on end. With all that weight, it compresses the spine a little bit. We're able to do spinal manipulations to help some of these soldiers do some adjustments. Kind of nice to be able to offer some relief to them that otherwise we wouldn't be able to do out here. We could only just throw medicine at it. My name's Captain Jason Pace. I'm with the Quarter Cav Squadron. I'm the physician assistant for the squadron. Well, you always carry emotional stress as well, leaving family behind, worrying about what's happening back at home for them. For those that have young families, it's very difficult. You constantly worry about your family. Physical items, little things from each one of my children. I keep a letter from each one of them. I've carried it through the whole deployment with me. I have a daughter that's a senior in high school. She's graduating. I'm not there to go through most of her senior year with her. You know, there's a lot of stress of you're missing out on the years with your family, and that is very hard emotionally for a lot of soldiers. They'll get headaches. People will get just regular nausea, vomiting, those type of things. Depression, we see plenty of that as well with the soldiers. You know, in some cases, we do have to go to medications to help some. But most of the time, we can do it with just counseling our behavioral health folks. When they get out here, they see emotionally, they see different things. They see civilian casualties. And some of the soldiers, it's even harder when they see their own casualties. They see a buddy next to them that, you know, gets injured or killed. And that's a heavy emotional burden to carry with them, and some struggle with that. In my career, I have had friends and fellow service members killed in action, yes. That's hard. You carry the burden of asking questions, why? Why them, not you? Seeing their loved ones again. Yeah, sometimes you never get to say goodbye to them. It is a burden you carry, but it's a burden that we know we take the chance of facing as service members.